Imagine going to the grocery store and getting your ingredients for dinner and then having to use a Geiger counter and scan those groceries. It's pretty routine. Might be a little unsettling. Well, this place is Minamisaiba, Japan. That's just down the road from the nuclear reactors that melted last year. But a 23-year-old art instructor from Pendleton says volunteering in this shaken city, it's like a dream come true. She's helping out in her hometown sister city, and correspondent Tom Bonzi visited Japan's Fukushima prefecture and has this report.
Horses are the original connection that drew Minamisaiba and Pendleton together as sister cities. Samurai horsemanship in the coastal Japanese town, and the Pendleton Roundup in northeast Oregon. So when a desperate plea from the mayor of Minamisaiba went viral on YouTube after last year's nuclear meltdown, the people of Pendleton heard the message loud and clear.
All the stores and supermarkets are shut down. Banks are closed. The people are literally drying up, as if they're under starvation tactics.
Financial support followed, but it took a while for many volunteers to hazard a trip to this region on the border of the nuclear no-go zone. 23-year-old art instructor Kate Oberg of Pendleton had been to Minamisaiba years before as a high school exchange student. She went back again briefly last year to help with disaster cleanup. Then, right after Christmas, came a job offer. It was from the city and school system of Minamisaiba. Oberg had one day to decide if she wanted to leave her post with the Pendleton Center for the Arts and move to the Japanese disaster zone to teach English. She would also be the city's part-time cultural ambassador.
I just light up. I'm like, I'll come back. I'll teach here. I don't have a degree, but I'll do it.
Oberg says growing up downriver from the Hanford nuclear site taught her about living with radiation risk and uncertainty. She did bring a handheld Geiger counter to Japan. She uses it to scan her groceries before putting them away in her apartment's tiny kitchen.
I bought spinach and bananas to make banana bread, and eggs and some boxed items such as like baking powder and cabbage. And all of it is 0.016 microsieverts per hour, which is very safe. That's normal background here.
Did you know this was part of the routine of living in Minamisaiba before you came here?
I was, told that I should probably have a Geiger counter. Almost a lot of families here have Geiger counters.
So it's a little bit unsettling that you have to do this. Why did you come anyway?
There was definitely considerations about my own health. My viewpoint on it is a lot of people get cancer and just can't help it. But if I'm doing what I want to do and I'm helping other people, and people risk their lives all the time to help others.
Plus, she assesses the personal risk as minimal at this point. Oberg suggests a bike ride to see what endears her to rural Japan.
I love riding through neighborhoods like this because
we're probably a sight to see. Two tall Westerners, one trying to steer while holding a microphone. There's traffic out and about. It's one sign that Minamisaiba's population is gradually rebounding. More than 600 people drowned here in last year's tsunami. Afterwards, the majority of town residents temporarily evacuated to get farther away from the nuclear meltdown at the nearby Fukushima reactors.
To the right there.
We pass by the junior high, where Oberg says empty seats in the classroom are filling back up. The topsoil on the playfield was scraped off and replaced with clean dirt. Meanwhile, thousands of local people are still crammed into emergency housing blocks. Kate Oberg comes to a stop at a complex that resembles storage units. On weekends, she says she regularly joins volunteers who deliver food and good cheer to the prefab shelters.
It's normally an elderly citizen that can't go to the store, and so they come and we show our smiling faces, and we also wheelbarrow their food to their home for them and bring it inside their house. And yeah, it's definitely a really amazing feeling to be helping someone like that.
And green peppers.
At a different temporary housing complex up the coast, a 59-year-old resident, Seiko Saijo, tells me she doesn't know when she'll get to move out to a new house of her own. The fish seller says part of the holdup is limited availability of property for rebuilding out of the tsunami inundation zone. Conditions here are cramped. But Saijo displays a positive attitude.
We didn't have anything left. And when we came here, everything was prepared and ready for us to live in. So it was really helpful.
Oh, wow. You know,
the roads are very narrow here.
Kate Oberg is the only Oregonian living full-time in Minami-Soma. A handful of other volunteers from Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver, B.C. make periodic visits to lend a hand with food distribution and tsunami cleanup.
I'm told that I'm such a brave person for coming here, but I don't... It's something I wanted to do, so I don't feel that I'm any more braver than someone living here.
Soon, the Sister City Link will go in the other direction. A half dozen middle and high school students from Minami-Soma will fly to Pendleton. Their two-week friendship visit is timed to coincide with the Pendleton Roundup. I'm Tom Bonsi in Minami-Soma, Japan.